CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Yarn County OPP report a fire closed a section of Highway 4 at the north end of Clinton. London Road was blocked between John and George Streets in Clinton for a major part of the afternoon. No further details are available at this time. The victim of a fatal collision between a motor vehicle and a cyclist in Southgate Township has been identified. With that update, here's Fiona Robertson.
At about 6:15 a.m. yesterday, first responders attended a report of a collision involving a motor vehicle and a bicycle on Southgate Side Road 49 in Southgate Township. The cyclist was pronounced deceased at the scene after life-saving efforts were unsuccessful. The cyclist has been identified as Marie Beringer, 20 years old, of Southgate Township. For CKNX News, I'm Fiona Robertson.
Police say a passenger injured in a fatal crash near Drayton has now succumbed to their injuries. On July 25th at 3:30 p.m., emergency responders arrived to a crash between a commercial vehicle and a pickup at the intersection of Wellington Roads 8 and 10. The driver of the pickup was pronounced deceased at the scene, and the passenger airlifted to a trauma center where they have now been pronounced deceased. The driver of the pickup truck has been identified as 76-year-old Robert Jeffs, and the passenger has been identified as 29-year-old Mark Albrecht. Both victims were from the Tiverton area. There's another fatal crash being investigated near Meaford. One person died in the crash Tuesday just after 6 p.m. on Highway 26 east of Woodford. Two vehicles collided and one occupant was pronounced deceased at the scene. Another occupant of a second vehicle was taken by Orange Air Ambulance to a trauma center with serious injuries, and three others were taken to local hospitals. The identity of the deceased has not yet been released. Home sales are plummeting in parts of Midwestern Ontario, but prices are still on the rise. The Realtors Association of Grey Bruce Owen Sound says home sales declined by 40% from June of 2021 to June of this year. Meantime, home sales in the Huron-Perth region dropped about 16% in June compared to last year. Home prices, however, were up across the region by about 17% year over year. The overall composite benchmark price from the MLS was about $630,000 this past June. Canada's Chief Public Health Officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, is calling for an urgent response to address the outbreak of monkeypox. There are now 745 cases in Canada, 326 of them in Ontario. Dr. Tam says those at highest risk, such as gay and bisexual people, need to get vaccinated. One of the stars of the current production at the South Huron Stage in Grand Bend says good old country gospel is delivering as promised. Jesse Grandmont says it's definitely not like most plays.
It's a review show. There's not really a story. It's just a great presentation of the music. And of course, the music is all full-time country gospel music. So all those old classic hymns, as well as some old-time country tunes from great country artists like Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash.
Good Old Country Gospel is at South Huron Stage in Grand Bend until August 6th, and then in Drayton between August 11th and the 28th. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, the Blue Jays will go for the mini two-game sweep of the visiting Cardinals, looking to take the season series 3-1. A win today would also push their winning streak to 8. First pitch is 7:07 tonight, and the game will be broadcast live right on CKNX. Hockey Canada has paid out $8.9 million to 9 sexual assault victims since 1989. That's what the Committee on Canadian Heritage heard today. Of that, $6.8 million was, for instance, related to former junior coach Graham James for sexually abusing players. Members of the 2018 World Junior Team were accused of a group sexual assault after a gala event in London, Ontario. Police didn't lay charges, but the victim at the center of the allegation sued Hockey Canada, the Canadian Hockey League, and several players this spring. Some of the top men's fastball teams will be playing in the Peter Hallman Memorial Tournament in Kitchener this weekend. The tournament opens Friday night with 2 at 7 p.m. and 2 more at 9. Among the teams participating, the Kitchener Hallman Twins, Hill United, the Toronto Batmen, and the New York Gremlins. Cloudy overnight with the chance of showers and a low of 17. A mix of sun and cloud on the way tomorrow. There's still the chance of rain or a thunderstorm and windy. High near 24. Sunshine on the way for Friday. High 23. And for Saturday, sunny. High up to 26 degrees.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast. And read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.